Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Jerry Stern, of the 80th Legislative District in Blair County. Representative Stern, welcome to this report to your constituents. A lot of talk about the budget lately, a lot of talk about not enough federal money coming back from Washington. What's going on here? What are some of the problems we're facing as a result?
Well, one of the things over the last several years, as Pennsylvania prepared budgets and put forth their annual operating budgets, is that the governor has relied continuously again and again on a stable flow of federal dollars coming into Pennsylvania to balance the current budget, taking on new programs and funding resources that the federal government would give the state. And now these federal dollars, in many cases after this year, will be gone. They will be drying up. They will not be forthcoming. And Pennsylvania is going to be on the hook here to try to fill budget gaps in the future budgets. One of the biggest things that, of course, we all realize the governor lobbied for was the FMAP money that went into welfare, $850 million that the governor went personally down to Washington and lobbied senators, lobbied the president, and among others, to try to get this funding restored so that Pennsylvania could balance its current budget, because this money was already being prefigured into our current budget. So about $595 million of that will be forthcoming now from Washington with the recent votes that have taken place, and that money should flow into Pennsylvania. The governor also announced that don't prepare and don't get expecting to spend federal dollars next year because it's not going to be there. Well, many of us already knew that. Many of us already have wanted to wean ourselves off federal dollars for years, because that's how the current status of state government has grown from under Governor Rendell when he first came in, $20 billion to almost $29 billion, currently $28 billion, but he wanted to take it to $29 billion. And this budget year, we just said, no, you cannot spend more money than we have. We're going to be looking at deficits in future years, structural deficits. So we need to be very careful how we utilize our resources, but the federal dollars aren't going to be there. We have to fill a hole of $255 million. That will be currently in this year's budget. One of my colleagues, Representative Schroeder from Chester County, signed on to a letter to the governor, encourage him to take some of the line items that are in this year's current budget to the tune of about $100 million that we feel that could be cut back and done away with and will not hurt this economy, and we can reduce that much more spending in this year's budget. So that would be another $100 million that is discretionary money that we feel that can be cut back and not used. And so we're looking forward to working with the governor trying to reduce some of these additional monies that have been put in this budget that was not in last year's budget, and we feel that we just don't have the resources to be spending on some of these programs that have been added to this budget.
Speaking of new programs, I understand that there's a new medical program that's just being launched, the high-risk program for health insurance. What's going on here? What are some of the problems you foresee with this?
There again, this is another $160 million federal program coming from the federal health care program that Congress and the President have signed, and 1,400 Pennsylvanians have applied, sign up. It's being run by the Pennsylvania Insurance Commission, and it's called Pennsylvania Fair Care, and it's a new federally funded health coverage program for high-risk customers, and they have pre-existing conditions. They would qualify. If they don't have insurance for 6 months, they qualify. They've taken on 1,400 applicants so far, and this is something that they think that they're going to continue to run for the next several years until the year 2014, when they're expecting the president's health care proposal to finally kick in. So this is one of those instances where the insurance department is operating this program that is federally funded, but the state is running it. There were some concerns about some of the abortion provisions in it, but those concerns have been addressed through letters I sent to the Secretary of Insurance, and also letters that have gone to him from the Senate President Pro Tem over in the Senate, and also the insurance chairman in the Senate as well, Senator White. So we think those provisions are taken care of. None of this money and health care coverage coming will be used for any abortion procedures.
Representative Stern, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Jerry Stern.